Representative McCray.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Devin made a lot of the points I was going to make. I just want to underscore the point about the federal money was to demonstrate that there's interest, not that Maine is getting that money, which would be nice. But that's irrelevant. You know, it isn't what that was about. Also, I'm coming late to this. I wasn't involved when the commission was set up or when the study happened, but I think it's pretty clear and that we have a problem, and the leadership of getting this going has been coming from here. And I think coordinating the efforts of the various groups is critical so that something actually happens. I know from running groups as a social worker, they can go awry if you don't have leadership. So I'm fine if we table for later, but I just want to stress the importance of this. This is a critical issue, and we're all suffering or will suffer, and we can make sure that we go forward in understanding it and doing something about it.
Representative Sawicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Following up on Representative McCrae's notes just now, I don't think we're debating the potential threat of ocean acidification as part of this bill. I think my thought process is always looking for ways to avoid growing government. I don't disagree with the need to study this. It's just by which means we go by. And so I'm looking for alternatives. So let's assume that we don't have this council. Could the state issue a grant to NGOs and universities with the directive of you will use this money for the following? Is that something that we can do as a legislative body?